brilliant in that he's constantly getting into unnecessary scrapes. He takes his laptop out. He leaves it on a bus. His bike gets nicked because he leaves it unlocked. He has an Airbnb business and lets his mate stay there for free or cheap, and he says, I'll let you stay as long as you give me a review. The mate stays there and gives him a 2-star review on TripAdvisor, saying, well, if I gave you 5-star, people would just think I was your mate. He always gets into these scrapes. So he's hilarious. So what I'm saying is bad luck befalls him, but it's not really bad luck. He walks right into disasters, both eyes open. But this next story is perhaps the biggest and personally most embarrassing of the lot. So years ago, I worked for a bank. Let's say the Royal Bank of Scotland, because it was the Royal Bank of Scotland. So we had offices all around the country, but mainly in London and Edinburgh. I worked in London, mainly. Occasionally had to work from the Edinburgh office. And back in the day, the bank was earning £9 billion profit per year. So this is pre-2008, pre-fucking up royally, Bank of Scotlandy, and bringing the country's economy to its arse, from which it has never recovered. But forget about that. This was back in the good old days, when the bank was making £9 billion a year, and so was sending its staff off to Edinburgh. First-class travel in the swankiest hotels. This one weekend, I blagged at the start of the Edinburgh Fringe in August, working on a Friday, staying over in this hotel on the Saturday and the Sunday so I could work a bit on the Monday. A jolly all ends up. And that Fringe, I was doing a show, and Rick was also a comedian at the time, so I said to him, why don't you stay with me in this hotel for the weekend, 5-star hotel. So clearly, his mate didn't review it. Swanky room, swimming pool, gym, and sauna. And he said, great. So I said, well, okay, on one condition. If anyone sees you around with me, there's loads of senior managers from the bank that stay here. They wouldn't know me as I'm too low a level, but if anyone asks what you do for a living, don't say you're a comedian. And whatever you do, don't say you're staying with me. Because, well, A, you shouldn't be staying here and using the facilities free, paid for by the bank. And B, I shouldn't really be here either, staying over for the weekend. My manager has done me a bit of a favour. So cut a long story short, if you get chatting to anyone, because I know you do, play it cool and come up with a cover story. Come up with a cover story as to why you're here. So on Saturday, we go swimming and we step into the sauna. Fucking love a sauna. Love a steam room. What's the etiquette in a sauna and a steam room? You don't talk to anyone. But Rick is different. He talks to everyone. He talks to people on buses, on trains. He talks to them so much, he just forgets about his laptop. That's gone. As long as he can chat to people, he doesn't give a shit. So we get into the steam room, and there's this guy there in his 50s. And Rick says, hello, how are you? And the guy says, hot. Fuck's sake. Talk to him. And Rick says, do you mind if I pour water on the coals, right? This is the thing. It may seem like a small thing, but he's inviting problems. I always say nothing. and never pour water on the coals if there's someone else in there. So the guy said, fine, I got to go in a sec. And I thought, perfect, he could be a senior manager at the bank, perfect. Let's leave it there, 2 seconds, he'll be gone. And then Rick says, oh, what are you up to? And the guy says, I've got to go into work. And Rick says, oh man, unlucky. It's rough working on a Saturday, isn't it? And the guy says, yes, it is. What do you do for a living? And here we go. Rick, this is your chance. Say anything. Say anything apart from comedian. And well, he doesn't say comedian. Rick says, I work for a bank. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. And the guy says, oh, which one? And Rick says, the Royal Bank of Scotland. Rick's argument later was that I hadn't said he couldn't say this. And if he said he worked at the Royal Bank of Scotland, that would be a reason for him to be in the Edinburgh area. Oh, fuck's sake. Then the guy said, oh, which office do you work out of? It was suddenly getting very hot. And it got decidedly hotter when Rick said, oh, do you work for the Royal Bank of Scotland too, then? And the guy said, yes. Fuck. And then the guy said to Rick, so which office do you work out of? So Rick looked to me for help. But obviously I couldn't help. So Rick took a pause and said, I work out of the Copenhagen Avenue in London. And the guy said, Copenhagen Avenue? And he said, yes, Copenhagen Avenue. I shook my head. It was suddenly burning. And the guy said, well, that's funny, because I'm a senior manager at the Royal Bank of Scotland, and I've never heard of the Copenhagen Avenue offices in London. And my mate thinks for a second, and very confidently taps his nose and says, yeah, mate, it's a bit hush-hush. Fucking hell. The guy takes a second. This is clearly ridiculous. Even I know there's no London Copenhagen Avenue office at the Royal Bank of Scotland. I'm like, fuck. So the guy obviously says, what do you mean? Hush, hush. And Rick laughs and says, well, you know, it's a special branch. Special branch? What the fuck does that mean? What, Rick, you work in a special undercover branch at the Royal Bank of Scotland, do you? This isn't Harry fucking Potter. You could have said anything. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Why the fuck in a billion years would you concoct this massive steaming coal fire of bullshit? It was getting so hot. The guy looked at me. And then I half recognised him. Fuck. He was a really senior manager at the Royal Bank of Scotland. Shit and fuck. But maybe we were rescued by the heat as he said, well, okay, I'm confused, but I'll leave you to it. And he walked towards the sauna door. I thought, I'm free. He looked at me and said, "What do you do for a living?" I looked at Rick, took a second, and I said, "Actually, I review Airbnb properties." "This Airbnb is owned by an absolute arsehole that nearly cost me my job. One star. I much prefer the Airbnb on Copenhagen Avenue, but don't try and find it because it's hush hush. Airbnb, hush hush. Fucking crazy. I've realised 99% of my friends are crazy. Crazy and wonderful and glorious. And I wouldn't have it any other way." Lots of love to you all. Please review the podcast. Make it 2 stars so he doesn't seem like I'm your mate. Fuck's sake.